So when you speak about, for example, refraining from killing, so actually it is not simply being confined to the human beings, not saying that, oh, you are to refrain killing only our human beings. Rather, the Buddha exhorting the disciples to refrain killing all other sentient beings. On top of the human beings, even to refrain killing other animals also. So this really indicates that the very doctrine of Buddhism is based, the very teachings of Buddha is based on the attitude of compassion. So there, then, the second set of teaching of the Buddha would be to actually promote, actually offering a teachings which has the capacity to promote this very underlying concept of compassion, underlying motive of compassion, which grounds the entire traditions of Buddhism. So through promoting this, the power of this compassion, then eventually you are able to eradicate the subtleties of the delusions, the subtleties of the imprints of delusions, and then you primarily focus to the state of enlightenment to help elevate all other sentient beings from samsara. So that becomes exclusively a Mahayana teaching. So it is because of this that Lama Tsongkhapa then gives a kind of a proper sequence without distortion in terms of the sequence. He kind of taught, first of all, the three different trainings, and then taught the concept of the compassion, and then how to promote this compassion, the desire to achieve full enlightenment for the sake of all other sentient beings, and all these teachings in a proper, appropriate sequence. So it is because of this that the very title of this text is called The Stages of the Path. The stages are undistorted in an undistorted fashion. So the text is called The Explanation of the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, the stages of the path, which the practicing of which will possibly then lead you without any question, without any doubt, to the highest state of enlightenment, total freedom, total purification from all kinds of delusions, all kinds of subtlest, even the subtlest imprints, through understanding the reality, that is the concept of selflessness or emptiness. So we'll read through the now from the beginning of this, the middle version of the exposition to the stages of path. So with this, we have actually done with the introduction of Buddhism, Buddhist teachings. So after having introduced to the entire teachings of Buddhism, so then Lama Tsongkhapa, in order for this practice, how to really integrate the Buddhist teachings into one's daily practice, how should one really embrace that into one's daily practice? So Lama Tsongkhapa composed the great exposition on the stages of the path to enlightenment, and a middle length explanation of the stages of the path to enlightenment. So there, Lama Tsongkhapa was very precise in saying that now I'm going to explain as to how to integrate these teachings into one's daily life. So first, there is the expression of veneration and the vow of compassion. So here it says, Bhagavan, forbearing Lord of this world system, conquerors regent, Jamgun, Lord of the Dharma, Manjugosha, single father of all these goddess, Nagarjuna and Asanga, foretold by the conqueror, bowing to you with respect. So this world system that we are in right now, it is called the world system that exists at the era of light. So it is this era is called the era of light because This is the time. This is actually the era wherein the Buddha emerged to teach a light-like wisdom, to eliminate the darkness of ignorance by showing the path, by showing the wisdom of wisdom which understands the selflessness, which has the capacity to eradicate all delusions. So this is the era. This is the we are in such an era, an era which wherein we can have access to the wisdom, which is very much like a lamp, which is very much like a light to eradicate the darkness of ignorance. So normally. So this actual wisdom of the light is actually the light to dispel the darkness, the light of self, the light which understands the selflessness, which eradicates the self-grasping mind. So normally we have the ordinary perceptions, they are actually entangled in samsara because of a constant, because of a very strong, intense feeling of ego, intense feeling of clinging to the self. And this concept of the selflessness will then kind of release this bonding, this clinging to self. As such, this wisdom is the light, and the era in which this teaching of the wisdom of emptiness is available is called as the era of light or illumination. So samsara is then kind of given, actually introduced in ways of with the kind of analogy of in six different ways, and there are kind of actually Lama Tsongkhapa explicitly stated that in some other in some of his other literature. So here, why His Holiness is describing all these things is because in the English translation there is a mention of the Bhagavan, or a Bhagavan referring to Buddha Shakyamuni, forbearing a lot of this world system. So this world system, in Tibetan version, it is Mijie Xing, Mijie. So this has the connotation of a luminosity or a lamp. So it is because of this that His Holiness is saying, explaining as to how this world system is, we are actually abiding in the world system, which is in the era of illumination, era of light.